and her face slashed with a knife. Before fleeing, the six attackers turned to a group of stunned bystanders and shouted, "Khaybar! Khaybar! Ya Yahud!" Though the witnesses did not know it, the Arabic chant was a reference to the 7th century Muslim conquest of a Jewish oasis near the holy city of Medina. Its message was unmistakable. The armies of Muhammad, the six men were saying, were coming for the Jews of France. Regrettably, the attack in Toulouse was not without precedent or ample warning. France was presently in the grip of the worst spasm of violence against Jews since the Holocaust. Synagogues had been firebombed, gravestones toppled, shops looted, homes vandalized and marked with threatening graffiti. In all, there had been more than 4,000 documented attacks during the past year alone, each carefully recorded and investigated by Hannah and her team at the Isaac Weinberg Center for the Study of Anti-Semitism in France. Named for Hannah's paternal grandfather, the center had opened its doors under heavy security 10 years earlier. It was now the most respected such institution in France, and Hannah Weinberg was regarded as the foremost chronicler of the country's new wave of anti-Semitism. Her supporters referred to her as a memory militant, a woman who would stop at nothing to pressure France into protecting its besieged Jewish minority. Her detractors